It is Thursday, September 1st, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri-Matholkar.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is features editor of What's Up, Our Town, Life and Religion for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, and also the artist for the comic strip Marmaduke. No, that... I just love...
Let's just start putting odd and random things
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Your new title.
And was also one of the first people on the moon.
That's right. Just, it seems that title needs just a couple more things in it.
I think we're going to quit that after this week and just go to features editor because we're all tired by the time we get done. Did you know there's a new Fayetteville event tonight?
I should. I probably
Festival.
I've seen. Yes.
The best way to describe this is that it's a little like First Night Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. But it has a twist. It was put together by the League of United Latin American Citizens chapter in Fayetteville, and they wanted to highlight a variety of cultural and ethnic groups. So they're going to have music and art and performances and dance and belly dance and all sorts of things. But they're also going to have in the Bank of Fayetteville lobby information about organizations in the area.
So informational, cultural, fun.
And if you feel like you haven't plugged into Fayetteville yet, this is the place to go. They're going to have Jory Costello, Terra Nova Tribal Belly Dance, Raices Latinas Ballet Folklorico, Afrikaya Drum and Dance, and chanters from the Tibetan Cultural Institute of Arkansas, among other things. Should be fun. It's 5 to 8 o'clock tonight. Goes with, of course, First Thursday. First Thursday includes performances this time and sidewalk art and art by Linda Sheets, Megan Chapman, Stephen Heaton, and Martha Molina at Fayetteville Underground.
No wonder it's going to be a three-day weekend. We need it.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Oh.
We're not done with Thursday.
Oh, dare you.
Because tonight is the first night of Boeing at Theater Squared.
Yes.
This has got to be the most fun show. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it, and it's going to be great because it's Jim Goza, who's brilliant, in a French farce, much like the British farces, where he has three fiancés. And he's juggling them all, and it's all fine until they come up with a faster airplane.
Right. And this was written in the early 60s when air travel was still something that was highly sought after and not often
and
something—
high society.
Right. Mm. And you wore a suit and tie to fly, and it was a big deal. And you got a real good meal on the plane, and bags didn't cost extra. And people looked forward to it. It was mysterious, and it was something that— the average person rarely did, if ever.
And the costumes for the show look like they're wonderful because the girls have air hostess outfits. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be so much fun. It's 7:30 tonight. The show runs through September 25th on selected dates. Tickets start at $22. Don't forget that 30 under 30 thing. Every night of the show, 30 tickets available for the first people under 30 who reserve them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to run out and reserve mine now.
Okay.
Or...
Do they ask for ID on that, do you think?
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure they know I'm not under 30. So you should go, even if you have to pay full price. It's $22 to $28. Have fun. I'll see you there.
Okay. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor for What's Up, Our Town, Life and Religion for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.